今日我哋要用路德记嚟到去了解一下基督爱到底嘅爱，基督点样去到尽。
Today we're going to look at the book of Ruth, to discover Christ's love, just the depth of His love.
路德记只有系四章，情节同埋对白咧非常之精彩。
Ruth only has four chapters, and yet the dialogue and the narrative is very clear.
主日讲到咧，有阵时都会提到路德记嘅，不过咧只系限于头嗰两章，第一同埋第二章，好少讲第三章嘅。咩原因咧？
A lot of times there will be sermons, but usually the focus will be on chapter 1 and chapter 2. Very rarely will it focus on chapter 3 and 4.
上个学期youth worship 嘅课程呢都系即系会讲到路德记，但系呢就偏偏就系冇第三章。唔知系咪因为儿童不宜呢？
last semester in youth worship, they talked about the book of Ruth and yet skipped out chapter 3. Wonder maybe it's not PG-13?
系咪咧？啲小朋友系咪觉得好奇怪咧？
Maybe the children thought, "Oh, that's curious. Why do we skip chapter 3?"
乜嘢原因令到我哋停咗喺第三章，睇唔到第四章嘅大结局咧？系咪喺我哋生活里面好多时候都会有一啲限制，令到我哋无法突破咧？
Is there a particular reason why we can't seem to get past chapter 3 and the final epic conclusion in chapter 4? Is it because there is a barrier we can't really break through?
前面嘅 youth worship 嘅小弟兄小姊妹。
Those sitting in the front who are part of the youth worship, brothers and sisters.
而家呢係成年人嘅崇拜。
Right now, this is a mature worship.
Adult
worship.
Okay, 我哋今日呢就會講路德記嘅第三章，你哋完全可以聽嘅。
Okay, so today we're going to talk about Ruth chapter 3 and you are totally welcome to listen in on it.
第三章是了解路德记的关键所在。
So chapter 3 is regarding Ruth's love story.
There is a
key life changing moment.
Yeah. 我们今天的经文里面特别是有三个重要的字，它是指导着整卷书的方向。
So today, there is three particular words that really shape the entire narrative of chapter 3.
今日的经文是讲到求婚。
Talks about a marriage proposal.
求婚用什么招呢？
What is the tactic for proposing?
Okay, 如果有心仪对象的弟兄呢，我想你已经在这里 plan 紧计划紧怎样去求婚了。
Maybe amongst us, there might be some brothers, some congregants who are planning how to propose.
Okay, 你们会揀一个很浪漫的场合啦，准备一些很动人的说话啦。
You might pick a very scenic, location, be preparing some very romantic words.
当然不少得的当然是求婚戒指啦。
And, of course, there has to be the engagement ring.
到适当的时候呢，你会很情深款款地说一句 Will you marry me?
And then when the right time comes, you will very expressively ask, Will you marry me?
好啦，咁年轻嘅弟兄姊妹呢，梗係好希望、好渴望见到呢一个咁浪漫嘅情景啦。
And a lot of the young people here really wish and long for this romantic situation to happen.
好嘅，在座有一啲结咗婚嘅过来人，想当年呢？
And some of us who are here who are married might think back.
可能你只係单刀直入一句，喂，我哋结婚啊。咁就搞掂啦，係咪？
Maybe you think back and it's just one simple hey, let's get married.
好啦，当年路德都係单刀直入，佢对波亚斯讲话係求你用你嘅衣襟嚟到遮盖我，意思就係请你娶我啦。
And Ruth said to Boaz this one line, will you spread the corner or the wings of your garment over me? Which means you know, you need to propose to me.
Okay. Okay. 好啦，点解提到衣襟呢？剛才Matthew 已经读快咗啦。点解提到衣襟呢？唔系我呢件衫嘅衣襟。喺英文呢亦做系 corner of the garment, 系衣角先至比较正確。
So I'm not exactly sure what the Chinese translation, I guess, how to interpret, but basically that the verse there in verse 10, some translations will read, spread the wings of your garment over, or your wings over me. It actually means the corner of your garment, or it could be translated as both.
為什麼要提到衣角呢? 原來在以色列人的婚禮上,他們的新郎會拿著一個這麼大的披肩。在接受祝福儀式的時候,就會將這件披肩披在新娘上面。
So what is the significance of this garment, especially the corner of the garment? So during the wedding ceremony, the groom will actually wear this really long garment, and after the blessing, will spread it over the bride.
是要表示, 这个新郎要照顾这个新娘。
And what it represents is that the groom will take care of the bride.
今天我们觉得求婚是一件浪漫的事。
Today we really believe that engagement is an extremely romantic affair.
当年路德求婚呢, 是生死攸关的问题。
For sure in, for Ruth, the proposal really was a life and death situation.
她有一个愿望, 就是要有一个长远的归宿。
She had a hope, and it was for a long-term person to take care of her.
她是需要一个 shelter, 一个保护她的地方。
She needed a shelter, a place of refuge.
路德本来是外邦的摩押女子。
Ruth was originally a Moabitess.
她嫁了给,在摩押地方,她嫁了给一个移民摩押的以色列家庭。
She was a foreigner in Moab, and in Moab she married an Israelite that had immigrated there.
后来她的老爷,她的丈夫和她丈夫的兄弟都死了,全家就剩下三个寡妇。
Very unfortunate, her father-in-law, her husband, as well as her brother-in-law, all passed away.
她奶奶,娜俄米,就决定回流回去以色列了,就劝两个摩押的寡妇留下改嫁算,但是路德就坚决跟她回去乡下照顾她。Her
mother-in-law was decidedly wanted to move back to Israel, but warned her two daughter-in-laws to simply stay in Moab and not to follow her.
两个穷寡妇相依为命,于是每一日,路德就去田那里去执拾一些人割净的麦穗。
Ruth did end up going back to Israel with Naomi, and the two poor widows had to find a way to eat, and so Ruth spent her days gleaning in a field.
但是这个只是暂时解决问题,因为七个星期之后,大麦和小麦收完之后,他们就没得吃的了。But
this was only a temporary solution because you can only glean the remainders during harvest season, and after harvest season, really there wouldn't be much food left.
第三章开始的时候,他们就是面临这个困境了。And
so when chapter 3 begins, they're faced with this dilemma.
所以这个奶奶就提议这个新抱呢,就去向这个地主波亚斯来求婚,希望下半生呢,就一个好好的归宿,找到一个 shelter.
And so Naomi, convinces Ruth to go and ask Boaz to marry her, in hopes for a place of refuge and, to have a place of shelter.
这件事是发生在3000多年前的事,当时候女人是没有地位的,所以爸爸或者是丈夫就是成为他们的一个依靠和归宿。
This event occurred 3,000 years ago, and back in the day, women didn't really have a place in society, and so really it was the father or the husbands that would have legal status.
求婚的人呢,通常呢,你都是承諾對方呢,你要愛他一生一世的,但是在路德這個case呢,需要有一個有錢的人,要嫁有錢人,他應該要怎麼做呢?他要承諾做一個賢妻良母,出得廳堂,入得廚房,絕對不會失禮人的。So,
even though she needed to find somebody who was wealthy, I guess Ruth also needed to be someone who doesn't, I guess, embarrass you when she goes into the kitchen and is capable to carry herself.
奇怪的是呢,她不单单没有答应波亚斯什么,她反而是说了一句话,她说因为你是我一个至近亲属,即是说非君不嫁。
But when Ruth approached Boaz, not only did she not promise him anything about being a good cook and all that, but instead she actually brought up this matter that he is a kinsman redeemer.
他一定要嫁他.
And that Boaz has to, by his duty, marry her.
好了，这个至近亲属喺呢段经文里面咧，系一个重要嘅字眼。
So this term kinsman redeemer in scripture is actually an extremely important role.
甚至系即系成卷路德记嘅主题添，因为呢个字喺成卷书里面就出现咗21次。
Especially in the book of Ruth, actually, this term kinsman redeemer is an extremely important theme. It comes up 21 times.
21 times. 系啦，而喺成本旧约里面先84次啫，呢度就已经占咗1/4嘅比例啦。
And in the whole book of the Old Testament, it comes up 84 times. So actually, in the book of Ruth, it's a quarter of the entire times that this word shows up.
单单喺呢段经文已经出现7次，头先阿伊人读英文嗰橛咧，你就睇到 redeemer 呢个字啦。喺中文嚟讲，反而睇唔到。呢段经文就已经有7次啦。
In this particular passage that we just read, this term kinsman redeemer or redeemer shows up actually 7 times.
好啦，第四章咧就用咗13次咁多添。
And in chapter 4, it actually shows up 14 times.
即系话第三同第四章先至系戏玉啊！之前啲人成日睇第一、第二章咧就 miss the point。
And so really, this theme really just shows up specifically in chapter 3 and 4. And so if you're just looking at chapter 1 and 2, you basically miss the point.
所以就我哋唔会了解到救赎主同埋救赎嘅意义啦。
And we wouldn't otherwise have been able to discern and see the whole theme of a redeemer and savior.
好啦，讲翻呢个至近亲属，波亚斯去听到路德话系佢系至近亲属，即系路德系要求佢去承担呢个亲戚嘅责任。And
so let's go back to this term kinsman redeemer. Ruth is saying that Boaz is the kinsman redeemer, and so therefore Boaz has the duty to fulfill to become this kinsman redeemer.
好啦，大家都好想知道究竟有乜嘢责任啦，系咪？
So everybody's probably very curious to know, well, what are these duties of being a kinsman redeemer?
喺以色列人嘅律法里面咧，讲过呢个人咧，呢种至近亲属咧，有三种责任。
So in scripture, it says that the kinsman redeemer has three particular duties.
第一种就系话，如果你个亲戚穷到卖咗田地嘅话，你要帮佢赎翻个田地翻嚟。
So the first one is that if you have an extremely poor relative, who was so poor they had to sell their property, you're supposed to redeem that property and buy it back for them.
如果他穷到连自己都卖埋身的话，你要帮他赎身。
The second one is that if they're so poor that they end up having to sell themselves into slavery, you have to purchase them back out of slavery.
如果个亲戚被人谋杀的话，你要帮他报仇。
And if your relative was wronged and murdered, you are supposed to be the avenger of their blood.
中文嚟讲，我哋见到报血仇嗰个字眼咧，其实咧就系至近亲属嗰个字。
In Chinese, the word avenger specifically actually means avenger for relatives.
好啦，你睇到呢三个责任，全部都同结婚冇关嘅，系咪啊？即系牛头唔搭马嘴，咁即系路德系咪搞错咗咧？
So you look at these three responsibilities, these three duties. None of them has anything to do with marriage. So did Ruth get it completely wrong?
路德咧系一个外邦人，梗系唔识嘢啦。
Maybe it's because Ruth is a Moabitess. She's a foreigner. She, you know, doesn't really understand the customs.
好啦，佢乡下路德嘅乡下咧有一种婚姻，中文咧就叫做夫兄弟婚。Okay,
in Ruth's village, they have a custom, a particular type of marriage, and it's called a levirate marriage.
Okay, 啦，呢一种。 呢种婚嫁系乜嘢嘢咧？就系咧，有一个女人，如果佢死咗丈夫之后咧，佢要改嫁俾佢丈夫嘅兄弟或者丈夫家族嘅任何嘅男士。Okay,
so what exactly is this levirate marriage? And basically, it is the duty of if someone is widowed, it is the duty of the brother or a close relative to actually marry that widow to carry on the name of the one who passed away.
哦，其實就唔係 carry on the name 嘅，最主要就因為個女人係財產嚟噶，唔好財產留去別人田啊。於是個女人咧就最好嫁翻俾自己屋企人。
Okay, sorry, I'm mistaken. It's not to carry on the name of the deceased. It's mainly because the widowed is considered an inheritance, and so it's not a good idea to let somebody else take the inheritance. It's better to have it within the family.
Okay, 嗱咁咧，路德咧就以為即係以色列人所講嘅至近親屬咧就係咁嘅意思啦。
And so Ruth understood that that's basically what it means to be a kinsman redeemer, that this is part of the meaning.
其實路德呢種諗法呢喺以色列人嘅律法裏面呢係禁止嘅。呢一種即係 in-laws 嘅 marriage 呢係禁止嘅。
Okay, the in-laws marriage is forbidden?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually forbidden, within the law of Israel.
係啦。但係呢除咗一個原因之外，呢、这個原因呢就係話如果嗰、那個死者佢係冇仔女嚟到去承繼佢嘅產業嘅時候呢，咁呢佢嘅親兄弟就可以娶佢嘅太太。
Okay, so according to Israelite law, generally that this is not legal except for the fact that if the deceased does not leave a child, whether it's a son or a daughter, to inherit his property, then it is the duty of the direct blood-related brother to marry the widow in order to allow the deceased to have, I guess, continuation of his family life.
係啦，嗱咁呢一種咁嘅結婚咧，目的咧就係為死咗嗰個人生仔，等到咧佢可以有人去繼承遺產。咁呢個咧就真係好似頭先 Matthew 所講啦，係保留佢哋家族嘅產業。
Okay. So the main goal or purpose of this type of union is really to be able to preserve the line and the lineage of the deceased.
好啦，呢一種咁嘅婚姻咧，呢種叫娶寡嫂嘅婚姻咧，就必須要由嗰個寡婦咧親自去向嗰個兄弟嚟到去出聲嘅。
So this type of marriage does require the widow to go to the brother-in-law, I guess, to request.
好啦，咁路德咧，頭先咪就係去揾呢個波亞斯咯，好似好符合呢一種方法喎。
And so Ruth, just as we read, seemed to have well gone to Boaz, and so it seems to fulfill this type of requirement.
但係波亞斯就並唔係佢亡夫嘅親兄弟啊嘛。
But the issue is that Boaz isn't actually the direct blood, relative, like blood brother. Direct brother of her deceased husband.
所以路德真係擺烏龍嘅。
So actually Ruth is actually mistaken in this situation.
佢係要求去波亞斯去做一件佢冇義務要做嘅事。
And so she actually did go ask Boaz to do something that Boaz technically doesn't really have the duty to have to do.
係啦，所以我哋見得到咧，就係可能佢係即係搞錯咗啦。
And so it seems like Ruth is actually mistaken, that she does have it kind of wrong.
因為這種婚姻那個結婚那個男仔呢並不是叫做至近親屬。
And so the request to be married to this guy is not actually, he's not actually a blood, I guess, or a direct relative.
咁其實即係波亞斯係一個即係咁敬虔嘅人，咁明白上帝律法嘅人，佢一定知道搞錯咗。點解佢唔話俾路德聽咧？
And so Boaz is someone who's an upright man, and he should know the laws of the Israelites. So why didn't he point out Ruth's mistake to her?
咁可能你都會覺得啦，因為佢鍾意路德嘛，唔好講俾佢聽啦，係咪？
So I mean, you probably figured that out. It's probably because Boaz likes Ruth, and so you know, well, why burst the bubble?
當然，其實仲有多一種係敬重嘅原因嘅。
But actually, there's another reason, and part of that is out of respect.
佢好欣賞路德嘅為人，因為佢為咗照顧佢嘅奶奶咧，甘願離開佢嘅鄉下，甚至離開佢嘅摩押嘅神，嚟到去投靠以色列嘅神耶和華。
His respect for Boaz's respect for Ruth is because Ruth was willing to leave everything that was familiar to her, leave her people, leave her gods, and come with Naomi to support Naomi, her Ruth's mother-in-law, in a land that she does not know.
所以 佢係好敬重呢、這、一個聽聞呢個女子好敬重，後來見到佢仲一見鍾情添。而家路德話嚟求婚，佢真係開心到暈啦。
And so, you know, it must be, I mean, Boaz earlier told Ruth not to go to another field, and you know, she stuck around, and now she's asking him to propose to her, and he must be extremely excited and happy.
係調轉啊，女追男啊。
It's the reverse. It's the girl chasing the guy.
Okay, 咁咧，波亞斯就開心到話咧，佢話你末後嘅恩比先前嘅恩更加大。
And Boaz was so happy that he said, your kindness is even more than your kindness from before.
Yeah, 好啦，呢、這個 kindness 呢個恩咧，係成本書嘅第二個關鍵嘅字。
And so this word kindness is the second, I guess, theme in this chapter.
Okay, 呢個恩字咧，其實喺希伯來文咧就 hesed。
This word kindness in Hebrew is chesed.
Okay, 咁咧呢個字咧，我喺先兩次我嘅講道裏面提過啦。呢個係慈愛，中文譯做慈愛，英文咧會可能譯做 loving kindness 或者 steadfast love。
So in Chinese it's 慈愛, in English it's loving kindness or a steadfast love.
這個翻譯很難做的，因為呢它講緊是一個在盟約裡面關係那種愛和忠誠。
So this translation is actually very difficult to translate this word chesed because it means loving kindness, steadfast love and loyalty kind of all in one.
可能我們或者會用另外一個中文去解恩約的愛啦。
Maybe we could express it like this. It's a covenant love.
好啦，我哋要解翻啦。路德先前嘅恩咧，就梗系佢系照顾佢奶奶不离不弃嘅爱啦。
And so the previous kindness must be Ruth taking care of Naomi and not leaving her side.
Okay, 咁啊，末后嘅恩咧，就即系路德咧，本来有自由去中意拣嫁边个咪嫁边个咯，但系偏偏就会佢拣咗呢个波亚斯。波亚斯系年纪比较大嘅亲戚。
And this, I guess, future kindness is Ruth not running after a younger man, but wanting to pursue after Boaz. And Boaz is someone who is quite a bit older.
好啦，波亚斯梗系好看重呢个恩啦，佢唔要後生仔，要我喎，梗係更加大啦。
And so Boaz must have really taken this to heart. Hey, she didn't chase after some younger, more good-looking, handsome guys. She came after me.
Okay, 咁咧當然有人話咧，路德嚟嘅時候已經諗緊一個計仔咧。其實咧，佢係想呢個人幫佢生個仔，留個血脈俾佢個前夫噶，俾佢先夫噶。等到將來有人照顧波亞斯嘅，有人會認為係咁嘅。
So some people might think, oh, well, Ruth is actually strategizing here and thinking, well, maybe Boaz will help me bear a child, and so then I can be part of the family line.
但是我认为即是路德不应该会明白那种以色列人那种娶寡嫂的条例很麻烦，因为呢是没有人有的，只得以色列有这样的条例的，他未必会明白。
My thinking is that Ruth probably wouldn't have actually been able to discern this because only Israelites had this kind of culture and it's not prevalent in the world that day.
我哋读呢段经文时候，我哋都唔明白啦吓。如果唔系我哋抄翻呢啲嘢时候，我哋完全唔知道咩意思。
Even for us, as we're reading this passage, unless we did a lot of extra digging, we wouldn't have even understood all of these laws and customs.
路德佢可能參考佢自己家鄉嘅習俗，佢認為佢自己嫁咗波亞斯之後咧，佢同佢奶奶就可以喺家族之下得到照顧，好似佢鄉下一樣。
So maybe Ruth did think, you know, like just like when she was in her village before, that if she would be able to marry into Boaz's family, that her as well as her mother-in-law, Naomi would have a place of shelter, would be taken care of.
好啦，我哋又而家又睇下拿俄米啦。拿俄米叫路德去求婚，有咩意思咧？
So let's take a look at Naomi. What was the purpose for Naomi to ask and encourage Ruth to go and ask Boaz's hand in marriage?
當時拿俄米佢同路德講話係咧， 波亞斯是他一個親戚、一個親族、一個 kinsman， 他再沒有用 kinsman redeemer 這個字眼了。
So when Naomi was talking with Ruth, she did mention that Boaz is a relative, that he is a kinsman, but she didn't use the term kinsman redeemer.
即是說他一早知道波亞斯沒有責任跟他生仔的。
Naomi did know right from the get-go that Boaz didn't actually have the responsibility to bear a child or to get married with Ruth and to bear a child for her.
所以他只是想找路德找到一個好丈夫，不要再跟自己捱苦了。
Really Naomi just wanted Ruth to find a good husband and that she wouldn't have to suffer anymore.
咁即係話兩個女人都冇諗過話揾波亞斯幫佢生仔㗎啦。
Actually both Naomi and Ruth never really thought of I guess getting Boaz to carry on the family line or to have a
但係波亞斯就唔同啦，佢好熟悉律法，佢一聽就明啦，佢好想佢諗起呢件事。
But Boaz, who really understood and knew the law and scriptures, understood right away and he wanted to attend to this man.
好多人以為路德記只係講兩個女人嘅故事。
A lot of people think that the book of Ruth really talks about these two women.
咁樣諗就錯啦。
But if you think it's just about these two women, Naomi and Ruth, that's wrong.
因為波亞斯先至係關鍵嘅人物啦。
Because Boaz is also a protagonist, a main character.
下半橛就係講波亞斯㗎啦。
The last half of the book of Ruth is actually talking about Boaz.
佢嘅決定好重要，佢嘅決定係令到兩個寡婦由死亡嘅邊緣翻翻轉頭。
Boaz's choice, his decision, is so significant it allows these two widows to come from a place of death and into a place of life again.
路德記係三個人彼此相愛嘅故事。
The book of Ruth is a story about these three people having this loving kindness towards each other.
波亞斯愛屋及烏。
Boaz really loved his family.
Love Ruth and then love Naomi.
Love Ruth and love Naomi.
Yeah. 到底有幾愛呢？
To what extent was this love?
他要想盡辦法將這兩條條例加埋一起執行，即是說至近親屬又要加埋生仔的責任在自己身上去實現。
And he loved them to the extent that he basically intertwined these two duties of having to redeem them from a financial point of view as well as marrying Ruth all into one.
不止 marry， 是要俾個身佢。
That he also not just marry Ruth, but also had to give her a son.
所以佢將呢件事變成一個 package， 一個套餐，就係要救佢哋唔餓死，又跟住要俾另外俾一條新嘅生命佢，係一個 package。
So he pretty much put this together in a package deal or a combo meal, so to speak, and to basically redeem them so that they wouldn't have to starve to death, as well as to marry Ruth and help them carry on the family line.
所以喺呢度我哋睇得到，爱唔系净系两个人嘅事，系关系到整个家族，甚至系整个族群嘅幸福。
And so we see here that love is actually not just simply between two people. No, it's between a family and really ultimately a community.
他们彼此相爱。
That there's loving kindness that is mutual.
他们的爱是在对方蒙查查，不知什么事，不懂得去求的时候，为对方去做一些超越自己义务的事。
This love that is shown is where the other party, the other side, doesn't really know how to ask or is asking the wrong thing, and yet he would think up a plan on how to basically be able to reach out.
是超出他義務的事。
And to reach out and to do something that is well beyond his duty, that is almost heroic.
Okay, 波亞斯是不是那麼偉大呢？
Is Boaz actually that heroic?
其實他是應該沒有那麼偉大的，他是一個很外版的人。
He's probably not actually that heroic. I mean, he's a very normal type of guy.
但是因为他已经经历了上帝的爱，没有上帝的爱他是做不到的。
But it's because Boaz had experienced the love of God, and if it wasn't because of the love of God, he wouldn't be able to carry this out.
他怎样经历上帝的爱呢?
How did he experience God's loving kindness?
在那本书开始的时候，他讲到当时拿俄米一家经历了饥荒。
At the beginning of the book, it talks about the family of Naomi encountering famine.
好了，拿俄米呢就卖咗田，卖咗地，就走咗去摩押。
Naomi's husband sold the entire, or the family sold the entire plot of land and all their possessions and moved to Moab. Boaz stayed in Israel.
10 years,
and the reason why after 10 years Naomi returned back to Israel was because he heard the news that the Lord had taken care of his people Israel.
所以波亚斯在以色列地经历了由饥荒去到丰收，所以佢系嗰批经历神眷顾嘅人。
And so Boaz really did experience the Lord's hand in taking the entire people from a place of famine to a place of harvest. And so he was part of that group that experienced God in that way.
所以他深深经历了，好像诗篇这里所讲，神啊，你的慈爱何其宝贵，世人投靠在你的翅膀的荫下，就可以得到肥美的甘甜可以吃，有落河的水可以饮。
And so really, Boaz was able to experience the Lord's love, kind of like what it says here in Psalm chapter 36, verse 7 to 8. Both high and low among men find refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights.
这里所讲的慈爱, unfailing love.
This here talks about this word unfailing love.
就是chesed, 恩若的爱这个字。
This unfailing love is chesed, this word that is in Hebrew that is translated kindness.
好了，原来经历过上帝的爱的人呢，就能够对其他的人发出相同的爱。
And so we see clearly here those who have experienced the unfailing love of the Lord is able to respond to that love in expressing love to other people.
这个诗篇的经文和经历深深印在波亚斯的脑里面，所以当他第一次见到路德的时候，他就凭着他的经验向路德讲说话，安慰路德。
This psalm is etched really deep in Boaz's heart and mind, and so that's why when he first saw Ruth, he was able to speak those kind and encouraging words to her.
他对路德讲，愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。
And so that's why he was able to encourage Ruth and say, may you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge.
好了，我们看回波亚斯这个人，对人很有恩慈，又德高望重。
And so let's go back to talk about this person, Boaz, who is very well respected by people and an upright man.
他又嚴守律法，又背金句咧，好叻。頭先嗰度其實係嗰句金句出嚟㗎。佢熟練嘅術語亦都係滿口，好容易朗朗上口。
Boaz was very well versed in scripture. He could memorize Bible verses. Actually, the blessing that he gave to Ruth was quoting that Bible verse.
他对人常常都讲祝福的说话，他的生活很平平稳稳。
He is constantly blessing people and speaking kind words, and his life is very solid and stable.
我头先开始的时候讲过话有三个关键的字，当第三个关键字出现的时候，他的生命就突然间有突破了。
Pastor Loretta mentioned that there were three words, and once that third word came out, that there was basically a breakthrough.
好了，系咩字咧？
So what is this third word?
系呢个字， Ekam, corner of your garment.
It's this word, corner of your garment.
原来咧， Ekam 个字系同另外一个字系相同嘅，系同翅膀 wings 系一样嘅字嚟嘅。
So this word corner of your garment is very similar to this word wings.
在原文是同一个字，不过翻译是不同了。
So in the original Hebrew, it's actually the exact same word. When translated, sometimes it's translated different as corner of garment and wings.
Okay, 路德呢就用咗波亞斯先前同佢讲嘅说话嘅同一个字嚟同佢讲嘅说话，佢话求你用你嘅衣襟遮盖我，即系求你用你嘅翅膀嚟到遮盖我。
And so when Ruth said, "Spread your the corner of your garments over me," she's also basically saying, "Spread your wings over me."
波亚斯边有翅膀啊？
How does Boaz have wings?
系咪啊？冇啊，佢手嚟啫嘛，边有翅膀咧？
How does Boaz have wings? He only has hands, arms.
Okay, 你记唔记得呢件大披肩啊？
Do you remember this garment?
好啦，呢件大披肩咧，披埋上去就唔系刺呢个翅膀咯，好似有翼咁咯。
Well, if you look at this large garment and if you're holding it, it seems like you have wings.
呢件唔係普通嘅披肩，唔係我哋平時普通用嘅頸巾。
So this isn't a normal garment. It's not a normal shawl that we use every single day.
呢一件係以色列人平時祈禱嘅時候都會摟住嘅一件大披肩。
This is very common actually for the Israelites to have a garment like this. It's basically a prayer shawl that when they pray, they would cover themselves.
係按照民數記15章38節神嘅要求嚟到去製造嘅。
It is actually according to Numbers chapter 15 verse 38 that this practice is done.
好啦，咁神點解要叫佢做呢樣嘢咧？就係提醒佢哋係時時要記住遵守神嘅話語同埋律法，免得佢哋行差踏錯。
And so why does the Lord institute this prayer shawl? Is to continually remind the people to walk according to God's law, to obey His commandments, and not to stray from Him.
可能当时当晚，波亚斯可能都系冚住呢一张嘢瞓觉，因为经文讲到话路德去掀开，中文翻译咗翻掀开张被，其实系只系掀开揭起露出只脚。And
is actually very likely that night, as Boaz was lying there on the threshing floor, that he was covering himself with this prayer shawl as his blanket, and it said specifically that Ruth had uncovered his feet. So it kind of makes sense.
就係呢一塊翼，就係呢塊大披肩提醒咗波亞斯。
And so it is this wings, this large prayer shawl that really reminded Boaz.
佢每日去遵守戒命，為乜嘢呢？為嘅就係盡心、盡性、盡意、盡力愛上帝同埋愛人如己。
As a reminder to Boaz, why was he every single day obeying God's law, living every day righteously? It is so that he can, with all his heart, with all his might, and all his strength, be able to love the Lord his God and to love others.
对于弱势社群，好似啲寡妇咁样，神又话叫佢哋系照顾佢，系好似喺田里面留翻啲麦俾佢哋执啦。波亚斯又做到。
For example, taking care of the poor, part of that is that when you're gathering the harvest, to not gather everything and to leave some in the field so that the poor can glean from it.
但你有冇谂过，而家路德嚟到求婚啊？路德系边个？系一个外邦嘅摩押女子啊。
But the thing is, you have to realize who is this who's asking Boaz to marry her. Ruth is basically a foreigner, a Moabitess. She's a Gentile.
摩押人有乜嘢特别呢？ 係因為上帝講過話唔會接受摩押人嘅敬拜㗎，因為摩押人係曾經拒絕幫助以色列人進入迦南地。
And so who is Moab? What's so important about Moab or Moabites in the history of Israel? It's actually because God says that He will not accept the worship of Moabites because they refused to help Israel in the time of need when Israel was leaving Egypt into the going into the promised land.
問題啊嚟啦，你點可以娶一個上帝唔中意嘅人咧？你點可以娶一個上帝會拒絕嘅人咧？
So here's the issue and here's the dilemma. How is he going to marry someone who the Lord has already said that he will despise or is cursed of the Lord and a people group that is not accepted by God?
如果你係遵守上帝話語嘅話，無論佢係幾愛路德嘅話，根本就唔應該娶佢啦，係啱？
And so it doesn't matter how much Boaz loved Ruth. If he was actually diligent in following God's law, he really shouldn't marry her, right?
喺今日嚟講，如果有個女人咁需要人照顧嘅話，或者收埋做黑市夫人都或者可以嘅嗬。
In today's setting, like, well, you know, even if there's a woman that's, you know, really in need, I mean, maybe you could just secretly take care of her.
就係因為呢張大嘅披肩提醒佢，佢唔可以咁做嘅。
Because of this prayer shawl, because of these wings, it actually reminded him that he can't just secretly do that.
路德就係一個邊緣人嘅邊緣人，係一個 marginal people。
Ruth is the marginalized of the marginalized.
好啦，係咪連上帝都要遺棄佢咧？
Does it mean that even the Lord will forsake her?
但係聖經話神是愛，愛有冇底線咧？到底乜嘢係叫做愛到底咧？到底愛有幾多咧？
In Scripture it says that the Lord has everlasting love, and this unfailing love. To what extent does this unfailing love go?
Okay. 我哋同波亞斯嘅處境有乜嘢相同咧？
What similarity do we have with the situation that Boaz is going through?
我哋都係嚐過主恩嘅滋味，我哋都係應該愛主嘅嗬。
We have also experienced the loving kindness, the love of the Lord, and so we should also have that experience.
如果今日當有一個軟弱無助嘅人，一個被忽略嘅人，一個被遺棄嘅人喺你面前啦，你會點做啊？
And so what if today someone who is marginalized, someone who is cast off by society appeared before you, what would you do? How would you respond?
你相唔相信上帝嗰隻翼伸開嚟係夠大、夠闊嘅咧？
Do you trust, do you believe that the Lord extending His wings that is wide enough, that His love is deep enough?
波亞斯相信。
Boaz believed it.
佢相信上帝嗰張翼伸開嘅時候，足夠可以去接觸最遠嘅人、最邊緣嘅人、最唔識得求上帝嘅人，甚至係最得罪上帝嘅人。
Boaz believed that the Lord's love, that His wings spreads far enough, that it would reach even to the most marginalized, to those who even would reject God, who would not seek after God, that God's love would reach that far.
波亞斯相信上帝嘅慈愛。
Boaz believed and trusted in the unfailing love of God.
他於是將上帝嘅慈愛實踐出嚟。
And so, therefore, he was able to practically live out God's love.
他識背好多金句，他好多時候都喺城門口同人開長老嘅會議，但係都唔及得佢幫助呢個寡婦路德。
Boaz could memorize a lot of Bible verses. He would even discuss and debate with be able to, you know, talk with the elders at the gate, but that doesn't compare to what he did for Ruth.
波亞斯是代表上帝去伸開他的張翼，將路德去接入在上帝的慈愛裡面。
Boaz represented God spreading out the wings of His love to take Ruth into His bosom to be able to shelter her and show her love.
所以我們看到愛是可以在耶和華的翅膀底下存在。
And so we see that love really does dwell under the wings of the Lord.
當然我們講到這裡，我們知道即波亞斯只不過是這兩個人的 Redeemer， 這兩個人的救贖主，不是全人類。
So obviously we see here that Boaz is only the Redeemer, the kinsman Redeemer of just these two people, of Naomi and Ruth, not the Savior of the whole world.
全人類的真正的救贖主是我們萬軍的上帝，以色列的聖者。
The Savior of the whole world is the King of the Israelites, the Lord of all the earth.
大概在波亞斯的一千多年之後，耶穌就是在波亞斯和路德的家族裡面去出世。
About 1,000 years afterwards, Jesus was actually born under the family line of Boaz and Ruth.
成為人類的真正的救贖主，成為人類真正的至近親屬。
Becoming all of mankind's true redeemer, becoming all of mankind's true savior.
他來做了超出他義務的事，為罪人死，復活，帶來永生。
Jesus came and gave the biggest sacrifice. He died for all of mankind so that we could be redeemed.
好多时候我哋会睇到平凡嘅人以为自己平凡咩？原来上帝可以使用平凡人嘅慈爱带嚟唔平凡嘅祝福。
A lot of times we think that simple normal people, or normal people think that I'm just very normal or not extraordinary, and yet we see how God can take the simple, the menial, and make it into something extraordinary through their love.
我哋愿唔愿意用上帝嗰种慈爱去对人呢？
Are we willing to, practice God's love to care for other people?
我哋愿唔愿意为人哋去做一啲超出我哋份内嘅事嘅工作呢？
Are we willing to do things that are beyond our own strength to love those around us?
Okay, 俾呢张相你睇下，知唔知系边个明星啊？
Let's take a look at this picture. Do you know which celebrity this is?
我通常都会讲戏噶，系咪？吓，知唔知佢咩明星啊？
A lot of times, I preach on movies. Which actor is this?
呢个唔系电影，呢个系真人真事啊。不过有唔有型啊？呢个人。
So this actually isn't from a film. This is real life. He looks pretty good, doesn't he?
Okay, 呢个人叫 Jason。
This guy's name is Jason.
佢一个地盘工人，唔系明星。
He's a construction worker. He's not a celebrity.
不过呢张相影得真系好啊。
But this picture is done pretty well, huh?
好啦，咩事呢？就系有一对老夫妇喺个水坝上面爬紧船嘅时候翻咗艇。
What happened here was that there was an elderly couple who was in a boat above a dam, and the boat capsized.
好啦，呢件事系发生喺2009年喺美国嘅地方。
This situation happened in 2009 in the United States.
好啦，佢沉咗船之后咧，消防员嚟到嘅时候咧，用咗好多嘅方法去救佢都唔得，就算系用绳啊、用船啊，都冇办法接近呢对夫妇，用咗30分钟咁耐。
And so when the fire department showed up, they tried many methods. They tried using rope. They tried using this and that for 30 minutes, and to no avail.
好啦，大家都好紧张。當時喺附近有一個地盤，有一班嘅工人都睇到。
Everyone was extremely anxious. There was a group of construction workers nearby, and they also saw the situation.
Okay, 佢哋突然間靈機一觸咧，就用佢哋個天秤，起屋個天秤咧，好長嘅咧，長臂猿咁樣伸咗出去，就吊咗呢個 Jason 出去救佢啦。
And so what they did was they used a crane, and they allowed Jason to hang from that crane over the water.
咁你估成唔成功呢？
So do you think they were successful?
希望啦，嗬。
Let's hope so.
好啦，你睇到呢张相就真係佢救到呢个女人啦。不过佢失去咗个丈夫，就救到呢个女人啫。
So, you see here in this picture that, he was able to save the elderly lady, but, the husband ended up dying.
Jason 捉住呢个女人嘅时候，佢话你支持住啊，我唔会放手㗎。
When Jason grabbed hold of this,lady, he said to her, don't worry, I won't let go.
好啦，我想讲呢件事系乜嘢原因呢？
So what's the point of me bringing this up?
呢一班地盘工人，佢系冇义务救人嘅，不过情势危急嘅时候，佢哋义不容辞就有行动啦。
So the point of this is that these construction workers, they don't have training in rescuing people, and yet when the situation came, when the time called for it,They were ready to act.
事后电视台访问呢个 Jason， 佢话冇乜嘢噶，我唔系自愿噶。
So later on, when he was interviewed, Jason interviewed by a TV station, Jason said, "Oh, it's actually no big deal. I didn't plan for it."
因为咧，佢话当时咧，我就系嗰个人着咗件咁嘅衫，可以将佢吊起嘅时候，咁佢哋叫我去咁做啦。
I just so happened to be the guy wearing that type of a jacket to be able to be lifted up, and so they just said, "Hey, you know, sit there on the crane."
系救人嘅系一个 team.
Those who actually saved her is actually a team effort, team rescue effort.
影到相嘅系一个人.
In the picture is just one person.
好啦，呢件事系突然间发生偶发嘅事件，一瞬之间嘅决定，救人于危难，我哋唔会计较系咪份内事。
So I mean, this was something that happened you know, right at the moment, and it was a very dramatic situation.
但是, 我们会不会长期地去为人做一些超出义务的工作呢?
And so this might not happen all the time, but on a regular long-term basis, will we every single day do things that will serve people?
有些人做了是无名英雄的，后先这个人拍了相，其他那些人是无名英雄的。
There's a lot of people who don't get recognized. For example, I mean, there's a picture taken of this guy, of Jason, but what about the rest of the team, the other people who was helping out and a part of the rescue effort? They're not mentioned.
我剛才問的,
so earlier I asked you, will you long-term do something that will be of service, that will help people?
这个人大家都应该认识的了。
Everyone should know who this person is.
这位德兰修女,她不是印度人,不过她一生的大部分时间就在印度地方帮助那里的弱势社群。
So we all know that Mother Teresa is not an Indian, and yet she committed her entire life to the city of Calcutta to serve the people who are there.
她是做出超过一个修女的工作的。She
is doing something that is completely outside of her strength, outside of the calling of a normal nun.
修道的人为了自己好，但是佢系超出去为咗别人好。
Most people would act according for their own good, for their own benefit, but she acted for the benefit of those and for the good of those in that community.
佢喺12岁嘅时候已经觉得自己将来会帮助一啲贫寒嘅人。
Even at the age of 12, she really felt that she was called to help those who are poor and in need.
21岁的时候她做了修女。
At age 21, she became a nun.
36岁的时候她更加强烈感觉到这种呼召。
And at age 36, she really felt this calling extremely strongly.
到40岁的时候,即是1950年, 她就是成立了这个叫仁爱传教会。
And at the age of 40, that's in 1950, she formed this Missionaries of Charity. And she started to serve the people who were there, who were dying, who were extremely poor, who were sick and ill.
她又将原本的修女的制服去变成为印度妇女的传统服装,好像你现在看到的一样。
And she also changed the normal garment of a nun into the traditional wear of the culture of the day, like you see here.
当我见到这件衣服的时候,她用的蓝色就正正是以色列人那件大披肩用的蓝色。
When I look at this picture and I see the blue with the white, it's actually the same color as what the Israelites would use when they cover themselves with a prayer shawl.
我好像看到另外一对翅膀一样。
I seem like I see here another pair of wings.
他跟印度人去认同实践基督道成肉身的服侍。
She is here relating to, dwelling with the Indian people is very similar to what Christ did in coming and relating and loving.
Charity 这个字其实又是上帝的慈爱 Hesed 这个字。
This word charity is also the same as God's loving kindness, this word chesed.
Missionaries of charity 是传达上帝慈爱的代表。
Missions of charity really represent God's love and to the people.
今日教会都被称为 charity organization, 哦?
Even today, church is considered a charitable organization.
你咪啱啱攞完嗰张免费收据咧，我哋有个 charity 嘅 organization 嘅 number 噶嘛。
Everybody probably recently received their charitable tax receipts. We have a charity number.
Okay, 我哋好多时候都将 charity 叫做慈善。
A lot of times we call charity, we associate that with volunteering, I guess.
我们叫慈善,charity work. 但是呢,其实真正应该是说是上帝的恩慈才对。
But we should really call it charity that is of God's grace.
我哋今日喺圣餐桌前面，我哋知道我哋系被赎嘅人，我哋系一个 redeem 嘅，被神 redeem 咗嘅人，我哋系应该能够去传达上帝嘅慈爱。
Today as we come before the communion table, we remember and recall that we are people who are redeemed of the Lord, and we should act as those who have been redeemed by God's love.
我哋都系平凡人，我哋都经历过上帝嘅慈爱，我哋可能唔会离乡别井去服侍人。
A lot of us are normal, regular people. Most of us will probably not leave here and go to another country to serve a people group that we don't know.
但系我哋仍然可以张开我哋嘅翅膀，我哋系咁样啊，定系咁样样咧
？But even for us, we can still make that choice to spread out. The wings that God has given to us, the wings of love. It's our choice, do we spread out like this, or do we spread out like that?
我们可以将上帝的慈爱带给教会里面、教会外面的很多很多的人。
We can take the love of God and share that with many people inside the church, as well as many, many more outside.
上帝会使用平凡人的慈爱去做带来平凡、不平凡的祝福。
God will take the simple love of simple people to do extraordinary things.
就是藉著我們可以將基督的愛傳到去很遠很遠。
And God will use this to take the love of Christ and to spread that extremely far and all around the world.
一代傳一代。
From one generation to the next.
你是波亞斯啊？是路德啊？抑或是拿俄米呢？
Are you Boaz? Are you Ruth? Are you Naomi?
路德和拿俄米是穷的，所以是穷人多一点。
Ruth and Naomi were poor, and there are definitely more poor and needy people.
事实是这个世界需要帮助的人是多一点的。
And the reality is, in this world, there are a lot more needy people.